get jiggy with it, and let's go on back to the 90s. I'm your fresh down and dope host, Darian. And right after this break, we're going to shoot back to Thursday, March 19th, 1998.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
But I have a secret to tell him.
You have a secret to tell him?
Yes.
And your secret is?
I'm a man, Jerry.
All right. Now here's Brad.
It was Thursday, March 19th, 1998. And on this date, Will Smith was getting jiggy with it at the top of the Billboard charts. Before Dancing with the Stars, Ricky Lake was at the top of her game on her daytime TV talk show. March Madness was taking over television, but they were no match for NBC's primetime lineup because NBC won the night with an all-new Friends, Just Shoot Me, Seinfeld, and Caroline in the City. And although Titanic was still unsinkable at the box office, MGM's new film, The Man in the Iron Mask, attempted to take them down, unsuccessfully. That's it for me, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm having lunch with the Teletubbies. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback.